Omaha teen Winston Schneider is the latest recipient of the Music Teachers National Association's highest honor. He just received their national award for composition this spring.
I was the national winner of that competition for this year. The piece I submitted was called Shortchanged Scherzo, a Fleeced Fandango. And so for winning that, I got to go to their conference in Atlanta, and I got to receive the award, and it was a great experience, yeah.
It's just the latest in the dozens of awards that Winston has already won for his compositions. Shortly after winning the MTNA honor, Winston made his first appearance on NPR's From the Top, a national radio showcase for young musicians like Winston. It's a program that KVNO airs every Sunday evening at 5 o'clock.
It was a really great experience being interviewed with them. It was a really fun interview and just a lot of really great people in that organization, and I'm really grateful that I was able to be part of this opportunity.
So, which one of his homegrown compositions did Winston showcase on From the Top?
The piece that was performed then, it's called Salt Creek Tiger Beetle Quintet. I love insects. Many of my pieces are about insects, and I've loved them since I was very little. And the Salt Creek Tiger Beetle Quintet in particular is about an insect called the Salt Creek Tiger Beetle, and it's very special because it's an endangered species, and the only place in the world where it is found is in the Salt Creek, which is in Nebraska. So the only place it's found is in Nebraska.
Winston told me that there's quite a process that young performers go through before the actual on-air interview that's both fun and informative.
There was a series of sessions where they invited different guest artists to talk about just being an artist in today's world and other things like that. One in particular I enjoyed, it was from Bert Mason, a performer with the New York Philharmonic who also owns his own theater, and he spoke about the importance of also studying business in music. And so that was a session that I really enjoyed and learned a lot from. There were also some community projects that we did, including a project called a Community Gate Engagement One-on-One, where each person selected to be on From the Top, they choose a member of their community and then they craft a 15 to 20 minute concert experience for them. And then there was the actual interview, which happened in March.
And he says that being on prior radio shows with KVNO helped give him the experience he needed to be on a national radio program. So, what's ahead for Winston Schneider? At the end of this month, Winston's Salt Creek Tiger Beetle Quintet will be performed in Boston, and he plans to be there. A new piano duet he's composed premieres this summer. Orchestra Omaha also performs his music this fall. And Winston will also be involved with some interesting upcoming projects with From the Top. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.